Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been talking about we've got an enemy that we're going to have to overcome. We're going to have to overcome his strategy that's arrayed against us. We've seen from John 10:10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. All of the stealing, killing, and destruction, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, socially, and any area of life has been a work of the enemy. Jesus comes to set you free and to bring forth his life. Romans chapter 8 verse 35 says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" The who is the enemy, Satan. What does he use? He uses tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. As it's written, "For thy sake we're killed all the day long. We're accounted as sheep for the slaughter." Who sees us as sheep for the slaughter? The devil does. "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You are more than a conqueror, and you can overcome all of Satan's attacks that are arrayed against you. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, the Bible says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." We've got to stand against his wiles, his tricks, his strategies, all the things that he would try to bring against you. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, we saw the fact that we cannot be ignorant of his devices, or Satan will get an advantage of us. And then in Luke chapter 8 and verse 12, we talked about the parable of the sower, where the devil comes to take the word out of a person's heart. He can take it out if you do not understand it, as we pointed out from Matthew 13, a parallel passage to the parable of the sower. Then in Luke 8:13, it says, "They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away." That shows you that the enemy is going to bring temptation against you. And if you don't have any root in you, then you will fall away or stand away in the time of temptation. What's going to establish that root in you, the foundation? That's being a consistent hearer and doer of the Word of God. Otherwise, when the temptation comes, you will stand away and give place to him. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, it speaks of the serpent, who is more subtle than any beast of the field. And he said to the woman, "Yea, hath God said?" The devil wants to get you into doubt. He said, "You shall not eat of every tree of the garden." And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Now, is it recorded that God said you shall not eat of it nor touch it? No, it only says that you aren't supposed to eat of it in Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. This shows us that she did not have the Word of God straight in her. And if the devil sees that you don't have the Word of God straight in you, he knows you're an easy candidate for deception. So the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. You shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and he did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Notice in verse 5 that the enemy said that your eyes shall be opened. He was appealing to her senses. Well, the devil wants to get you in the sense realm. He wants to get you out of the spirit, off of the Word of God. Start being moved by the things that are revealed to your senses. And also, he appealed to the intellect, so she would be responding to something in her mind. Anytime the devil can get you into the flesh, into the sense realm, into the reasoning aspect, he has got you where he wants you, and he can bring deception against you successfully. Well, because the woman was deceived, she was in the transgressions, it says in 1 Timothy 2:14. Of course, the man was not. He knew exactly what was happening, and that's why he gave up the authority into the hands of the enemy. But we see from this that Satan will try to get you to doubt God's word. He'll try to appeal to your senses to get you to be moved by what you see, or to start reasoning in your mind. Do not let the enemy be successful in this way against you. In 1 Chronicles 21:1, Satan stood up against Israel to provoke David to number Israel. Israel's a type of the church. Satan will stand up against you and me in the church, and he'll try to provoke or deceive us and seduce us to do something that's contrary to the Word of God. We need to be sure that we're always obeying what God tells us to do. In 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The devil is seeking to devour people. And notice it says he's as a roaring lion, not that he is one. What does a roaring lion do? He tries to get his prey into fear so they'll come out from their hiding place. Well, what does the devil try to do? He tries to get you into fear so you'll come out from your spiritual hiding place, which is the Word of God that you are to hide in your heart so you don't sin against the Lord, that you're supposed to hear and do, so you walk in victory. So here it talks about being vigilant, being watchful, so we don't give place to him. And verse 9 goes on and says we're to resist him steadfast in the faith. Now in Luke chapter 22 and verse 31 and 32, the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. The word desired is demanded. He demanded to have him that he might sift him as wheat. The word sift means to pierce with many punctures. That means the enemy wants to come against you and bring destruction. But he goes on and says, but I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. That shows the fact that your faith is what's going to give you the victory over the enemy. It also shows that it's possible that your faith can fail. That's why we got to work our faith and operate in faith so our faith will be successful against the enemy's attacks. Then we saw in Zechariah 3:1, he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And we pointed out from Revelation 12:10, where the accuser of the brethren accuses us before God day and night. So the enemy will come before God, accusing you of sins that would give place to the devil to allow his evil spirits to come in and bring destruction against you. Now in Joel chapter 1, in verse 4, the Bible says, that which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left, hath the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm hath left, hath the caterpillar eaten. This is a revelation of how the devil works against a person to bring destruction. This is where it's talking about how the land came to desolation, and we see the little by little destruction of how the enemy works. We see his strategy revealed. The word palmer worm in the Hebrew means a gnawer, G-N-A-W-E-R. If someone gnaws someone, they wear away by persistent biting, eating away or destroying by slow consumption. The devil will start out by trying to wear away at you by persistent biting, keep coming at you to eat away, destroy by slow consumption. Then the next word is locust. This word means in the Hebrew a swarmer, which means to throng or overrun or bring mental or emotional disturbances and turbulence. As the devil gets to you a little bit wearing away, and you start to allow him to have place, he'll keep coming at you to try to overrun you, to throng you, to bring all kinds of turbulence and disturbance against you. The next word, cankerworm, in the Hebrew means a devourer. That's one who beats and thrashes and strikes with repeated blows. That's exactly what was happening to Paul on his first missionary journey. Remember that every place he went, he was getting attacked left and right? He was being struck with repeated blows. It was the messenger of Satan, the evil spirit stirred up to buffet him. And that's what the word buffet means, to strike with repeated blows. Paul pretty much got beat up on his first missionary journey, but then he learned to take his rightful place in the kingdom and to rule and to reign over the enemies. And then when he went forth, he started taking authority over the enemy. He was casting out the devils. He was stopping the works of the enemy, trying to work through those to hinder the gospel from going forth. And then the next word is caterpillar, which in the Hebrew means a consumer or a ravager, which means to take holy or to do ruinous damage. That shows how the enemy works. He'll work little by little destruction, try to wear you away, wear you down, get you to compromise in some way, and then start really coming at you to overrun you, beat at you, strike at you with repeated blows, and eventually do ruinous damage. We've got to be ready to deal with the enemy when he shows up at the first temptation, because he is looking for an opportunity to come against you and a door to be open. That is his strategy, to start working little by little to get you in compromise and get you to fall away from the things of the Lord. He'll try to work at you in your prayer life, get you not to pray like you used to, get you not to be in the Word, get you not to be doing the things that God wants you to do and try to get you worn down and get you to give place to the enemy, walk in the ways of sin, get into the lust of the flesh, go after the pleasures of this life, anything to start giving place to him. And once you give him a chance, he'll start working at you consistently to bring forth that little by little destruction in your life. And pretty soon, you wonder how you got to the place you were at. It's because the devils have been working like busy little bees to get to you. In Daniel chapter 3 and verse 15, here we see the three children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were told to fall down and worship the image of Nebuchadnezzar. And it says there in verse 15, if you fall down and worship the image which I've made, well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Here the enemy brings his threats, and he brings that temptation, trying to make them think that God would not deliver them. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Don't let the devil bring his threats and his pressure against you, and don't believe any of his lies that God will not deliver you. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were ready. And in verse 17 it says, if it be so, if you throw us into the fiery furnace, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. That is confidence. You got to know God's not only able to deliver you, but that he will deliver you. Many Christians believe that God can do these things, but the question is, do you know that he will absolutely, no question about it, deliver you out of the hands of the enemy? These guys had confidence, and that's what you must have, and know what God will do. Then in verse 18 it says, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. If not what? If you don't throw us in the fiery furnace. Otherwise, if you don't throw us in, we're not going to serve your gods, and we're not going to yield to this. If you do, then God's going to deliver us out of it. That shows confidence, and that is uncompromised stand upon the word of God. Well, what happened? They got thrown in the fiery furnace, but they didn't get burned. Their hair was not singed. Their coats didn't even smell like there was any fire upon them. And God sent his angel and delivered them out of that burning fiery furnace. God will deliver you out of the attacks of the enemy if you will be uncompromised. If you bow, you're going to burn. But if you don't bow, you won't burn, and you will see God come and bring forth your deliverance and victory over the enemy. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. We've seen believers delivered from mental problems such as schizophrenia, depression, panic attacks, anxiety, fears, learning disabilities, and breaking inherited generational curses. Through the teaching, preaching, and personal ministry to the needs in your life, you will grow strong in the Lord, learning how to walk in the Spirit, developing a personal, intimate fellowship with the Lord, and conquering the devil in every area of your life. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.